How about the insect that flies around in a light and tries to fly into it? When you grab it, powder comes off in your hand.
A moth.
Do you know any other names for this?
Moths? Yeah, I do, but I can't think of
What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Firefly or a lightning bug.
Okay. How about a long, thin body insect with hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. You see them around lakes a lot.
Dragonfly?
Right.
Snake doctor?
Yes. Do you use snake doctor or did y'all when you were growing up? Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you do?
Bees and wasps and hornets and yellow jackets.
How about the kind of insect that builds big paper nests?
That's a hornet.
Okay. Are there any more, you know, is it just one type of hornet?
Yeah, a hornet builds a great big round paper thing, and then there's a dirt dauber that builds one out of clay, and then the wasp builds a flat one, or little individual houses for the babies.
Okay. How about the kind that builds nests in the ground and they swarm all over you?
Yellow jackets.
How about the things that fly around at night and bite?
Mosquitoes.
The small little insects that burn your skin and raise welts.
The red bugs, the chiggers.
Okay. What are the insects? Some of them are green and some of them are brown that hop along in the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers or crickets.
Okay. How about small fish used for bait?
Minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hadn't been cleaned?
Cobwebs.
You ever call on anything else?
Spiderweb.
Okay. Do you have any different names for their webs, like an indoor or outdoor web, or just say spiderweb?
Spiderweb. There's a writing spider that writes outdoors.
Alright. How about the part of the tree underneath the ground?
The roots.
Okay. Are you familiar with any plants that y'all used to use for food as far as the roots?
Sassafras tea.
What do they use the sassafras for?
Well, let me think. The sassafras was for tea, tonic. And yellow root was for a tonic. Sulfur and molasses, no, that wouldn't be a root. Yellow root and sassafras.
How about the kind of tree you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Alright. A kind of tree with broad leaves which are shed all at one time, with a bark that peels with little knobs or balls, and with tough wood used for chopping blades. It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark.
How about a sweet gum?
No. Can you think of another kind? Well, name some trees in this area.
Poplar and pine. Pine's used for turpentine. Oak, maple.
There's a street in Decatur called by one of these trees.
Pine tree?
There's another one. It's a...
Oakland?
It's a major street runs through Decatur. Minister's Parsonage was up.
Sycamore.
Right. What did George Washington cut down?
A cherry tree.
How about a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and which is poison to some people?
I know. Oh, a sumac.
Are there two different kinds of sumac that you're familiar with?
Yeah, one we used to eat.
You used to eat?
The pods on the big tree.
Yes.